True peace is not merely the absence of war, it is the presence of justice, said by Jane Addams. I am your host, Saida Maruf Fatma, and I have with me Farzeen Shah and Fiza Azhar from. Today, we'll be talking about a familiar topic theme, peace expeditions. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, derived from SDG 16. Peace, justice, and strong institutions promote just, peaceful, and inclusive societies. This SDG talks about we cannot hope for sustainable development without peace, stability, human rights, and effective governance based on the rule of law. Yet our world is increasingly divided. Some regions enjoy peace, security, and prosperity, while others fall into seemingly endless cycles of conflict and violence. This is not inevitable and must be addressed. Podcast made for global projects. So how do you think this SDG applies to us and is relevant in today's world?
Well, it's certainly true that SDG, which is peace, justice, and strong institutions, plays a major role in today's world. It is a universal call to action to end poverty, protect the planet, and also to ensure that people enjoy peace and prosperity within the future years. All over the world, there are many countries that are facing severe poverty and living under terrible conditions, including Palestine, Syria, Jerusalem, and more. This is also one of the reasons SDG is relevant in today's world, promoting peace, brotherhood, and security, fighting against injustices.
I think that in today's world, security, a future, are basic needs that people in the midst of violent conflict desperately want and seek. However, building back trust, livelihoods, institutions, and relationships is a complex and long-term endeavor, full of steps forward and back. This is the task of peace building, and we cannot afford not to do it. There are three main reasons why peace needs to be achieved in today's world. Number one, because the effects of conflict are far-reaching. Secondly, because military answers alone to political problems don't necessarily work. Sometimes you have to sit down and have a talk as well. And number three, because conflict shatters life and stunts development.
How do you think we can achieve this goal?
We're going to talk about how SDG 16 is dedicated to promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, which is providing justice for all and building effective, accountable institutions at all levels. That was a very true statement by Maruf. Firstly, a peaceful society cannot exist where there is oppression or where there is systematic denial of rights and liberties. So I feel like a peaceful society also needs to be a just society. Well, a just society is a society that respects the internationally agreed human rights and freedoms, but also a society that abides by ethical principles and that promotes the principle of integrity. This is also why SDG goal number 16 has specific targets on fighting corruption.
So what are your thoughts on this, Farzeen?
I'll start first by quoting Thomas. First, keep peace with yourself, then you can also find peace with others. First and utmost, we must find peace within ourselves. By sharing our inner peace with others, peace will spread. The peace process should be a predominantly preventive measure. Peace should likely start as a grassroots movement, thereby creating a trickle-up process. Not only can we teach others about peace, but we can also suggest alternatives to governments and political candidates that continue to advocate war to the main solution to civil and international conflict. Along the way, some form of world planning and lawmaking committee probably needs to be established that includes all nations. One nation's problems are problems for all of us. We must learn to see ourselves as one small planet and not be so concerned with our nationality, race, religion, or ethnicity. When it comes right down to it, we are all humans. We should work together for human rights and justice for all, shouldn't we? Think about what we could accomplish if we all just work together to create a true world economy. We could end world starvation, reduce poverty, create jobs, and work towards common goals such as worldwide justice, peace, education, pollution control, and planet management. This SDG 16 is specifically dedicated to establish peaceful and inclusive societies and just help everyone live a peaceful life.
There is also peace in government systems and institutions. So Maruk, how do you think we can achieve that?
Yes, justice and peace is existing in government systems too, and that is achievable when there's an inclusive and accountable government present. According to the UN, conflict, security, insecurity, weak institutions, and limited access to justice remains a great threat to sustainable development. The number of people fleeing war, persecution, and conflict exceeded 70 million in 2018, the highest level recorded by the UN Refugee Agency in almost 70 years. In 2019, the United Nations tracked 357 killings and 30 enforced disappearances of human rights defenders, journalists, and trade unionists in 47 countries. And the birth of around 1 in 4 children under age 5 worldwide are never officially recorded, depriving them of a proof of legal identity, crucial for the protection of their rights and for access to justice and social services. But don't you think there are many injustices done on the international level that prevents us from attaining this goal? Well, daily we hear about such incidents based on injustice all over the world.
So Maruk, what do you think are the steps that governments around the world can take to actually ensure the implementation of SDG 16?
SDG 16 commits countries to promote peaceful, inclusive societies for sustainable development, to provide access to justice for all, and to build effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions at all levels. Recognizing the effectiveness and accountability of all institutions is important by any country if you want to improve in this area of Goal 16. Countries should be more accountable and implement these laws, which cannot be done because of corruption somewhere or because of a weak government. If there is a strong government, it has a hold over all of its institutions, may it be social or governmental or even private. So for us as a community, international body, or even at national bodies, it is important for all governments to realize that having a strong government means to keep a check. And from keeping a check, we can definitely adhere and go further into Goal 16 and provide peaceful and justice governments in all.
So what are your thoughts on this, Fiza?
As Albert Einstein says, peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. SDG 16, which is peace, justice, and building stronger institutions, is indeed one of the most important SDGs. Similarly, there are certain measures that a government can take to ensure the implementation of SDGs. Firstly, the government should introduce certain programs and projects to promote the importance of SDGs. Many individuals, organizations, and programs are already implementing the SDGs in their work or communities, but little collaboration exists within and across stakeholders to share experience, building capacity, and raise awareness. Also, they can spread awareness through social media and the digital world by educating youth about the significance of peace, justice, and also building inclusive societies and granting equal human rights without any discrimination. So, Farzin, how do you think peace and justice ensure sustainable development?
Kofi Annan once said, and I quote, that our biggest challenge in this new century is to take an idea that seemed as abstract, which is sustainable development, and turn it into reality for all the world's people. Sustainable development is basically development that meets the need of the present without compromising the ability of the future generations to meet own needs, which means preserving our resources. Peace and justice do play a very important role in ensuring sustainable development. Peace is a key component of sustainable development. A healthy business environment is important for development, and in conflict-ridden communities, business operations are disrupted due to the unreliable social services and the prevalence of social problems such as poverty, hunger, and inequality. In order to escape direct and structural or cultural violence, business may be forced to close down and move to safer locations, even as the people remaining in these conflict-ridden areas experience poverty, hunger and decrease opportunities. The traditional notion of peace, the absence of conflict, is not enough to bring about sustainable development. If a government ends armed hostilities by issuing a ceasefire without any addressing its underlying factors, conflicts may resume, further disrupting business operations and exacerbating poverty, hunger, and inequality. Just imagine a world without peace and justice in the future. They would definitely not have any sustainable development. In a society where positive peace prevails, all sectors help bring about the positive economic, political, and social factors that lead to sustainable development. Businesses, for example, they can pay their workers competitive wages, they can use responsibly sourced materials, and not participate in bribery. With decent wages, workers can afford their basic needs, allowing them to become more productive. And when manufacturers use responsibly sourced materials, they contribute to positive change and help the environment as well. When companies do not engage in bribery, they also help discourage employees and other business and governments from enabling corruption, and that stops corruption as well. So these outcomes really help ensure greater profitability and enterprises in the future. Promoting peace and sustainable development reduces poverty and prevents conflict, translating to a healthier business environment that allows far more effective delivery of products and services, and will really help make the world more sustainable and promote peace and justice in the future.
That's certainly very true. And as a wise man says, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. With this, we will be concluding our podcast. It was indeed a very meaningful and informative talk, especially during these current times when access to peace, justice, and building strong institutions and inclusive societies plays a vital role. Similarly, on an individual level, we should educate others through online, through social media, and also by taking part in different campaigns. And let's hope for a better tomorrow. Thank you.